9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.
Hello, everybody in Montreal and on the internet. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Go Plug Yourself, one of Montreal's top-rated podcasts. If you enjoy Go Plug Yourself or generally the content that we put out on 9to5.cc, please, please, please tell your friends about it. It's super cool and nice when we see people telling their friends about their shows that we work so hard to produce. And if you're feeling extra generous, maybe drop a couple of bucks in our Patreon page on patreon.com/9to5cc. And also be sure to follow Walter on all of his social media and find out when he's going to be performing next. Walter's been performing at a bunch of shows. You should check him out too. And in the meantime, enjoy the episode with this amazing guest.
Hit it.
Go plug yourself, you plugging mother plugger. Go plug yourself, you plugging mother plugger. Go plug yourself, you plugging mother plugger. Go plug yourself, it's Walter and Keith talking on the internet.
Hey Walter, how you been?
Let me tell you something.
All right. Yeah.
I'll tell you how I've been.
Okay, I'm ready.
You don't even need to ask me.
Okay.
Don't ask me how I've been.
I won't.
Okay.
I'm just gonna wait.
All right. How you been? How about that?
Busy. Super busy.
You always try to call the shots. you always try to call the match.
No.
You think you're gonna call the match? I'm calling the match.
You're calling the match.
You know why?
Always call the match.
Because I'm the heel.
Oh man.
You're the heel.
Heel calls the match.
I thought the straight man called the match and the heel.
Heel calls the match.
Guy who's over calls the match.
Heel calls the match.
I was thinking of announcer team.
Oh.
Like I was thinking announcer team where I was like you'd have
No. I'm talking about the wrestlers calling
the spots. Yeah, but in a normal two-man.
Spots. I'm talking about the spot calling from the inside
of
the ring.
Yes, I understand. Calling the spots in the ring, yes. Heel calls the match. I get that. But I was thinking of like, if you like, JR calls the match, King was the heel announcer.
Color.
Exactly. That's it. Like Bobby, like Heenan was color. Like he didn't call the play-by-play. Like
right.
No. So that's why I was thinking announcers. But yes, it's where it's usually the face announcer.
Anyway,
two men. Because we had headsets and microphones. I was thinking announcing, not wrestling.
That's fair.
You know,
that's a fair thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
What do you know about what's fair?
I know a lot about what's fair.
Hmm? What's the most unfair thing that's ever happened to you, Chris Candido?
I met Walter J. Ling.
Oh, cold.
Oh, I could have single-handedly named a few more things that are more unfair than that.
Wow.
Like, jeez. Such as?
For Chris or for me?
No, don't go into that.
For Chris or for me? What
Let's
are we doing?
How
dark are we going right off the top here?
Oh, no.
You want this to be a shoot?
You want a shoot?
Is this a
shoot? You want to know what?
What are unfair things that have happened to Chris Candido?
Fair.
What's the
Jesus Christ? Oh, what's a
born under a bad sign?
Oh,
that
baby.
Child.
What's the most lucky thing that's happened to you then?
Meeting Walter J. Ling.
Meeting Walter J. Ling.
It's like a blessing.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. Double edged sword.
What's up? Hey.
No, you never. Okay, you never had like a. Did you ever win a contest?
I won a hockey stick once on TSN radio 12 years ago.
Like signed hockey stick?
No, just a hockey stick.
Oh.
I picked up a stick at a store.
What a shitty price.
Just a
yeah,
stick.
Yeah, you're like, oh, like a stick signed by one of the players. Nah
it's just a fucking stick.
Win a brand new
CCM, bro. Real good shit.
I think it was Bauer. It was a Bauer vapor.
It was Bauer?
Yeah.
It's a good stick.
For the stick nerds out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's like the luckiest thing. I mean, I don't know. What's the luckiest thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, the biggest, I think, prize.
Something cheesy like meeting your fucking wife or some shit?
Some
no, I was
going
to say prize. Prize is that one. I remember the prize that sticks out in my head, if we're talking like prizes or whatever. I don't even know how I entered it. I entered it as a little kid. I won like a VIP experience for the Californian Raisins.
You should have gone with the wife thing.
No, but that's it. But what it came with was, so I won, one, like, you got, like, a prize pack that had, like, a T-shirt. Mm. It got, like, the record, the California Raisins record. I got action figures of all of them. We had fucking front row tickets on their Ice Capades deal.
Believe it or not, Chris, it's not the first time the California Raisins
got to meet the
Raisins
backstage.
On the podcast? No?
Yeah. Now that I'm hearing this, I'm pretty sure I've heard this story.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but it was, like, a lot
of stuff.
I feel
like I've heard the story from Keith before.
Maybe.
On the podcast.
Maybe. That'd be the weirdest part. If people, like, only listen to the episodes of Chris Mandito's on and they've heard it. Like, we have 200 episodes. They only live in the Chris Mandito episodes.
Only the six or seven times I've been on?
Yeah, exactly. That's
it. What are you saying?
I'm going to say it'd be weird if people had heard it, but they only listened to Vendito episodes and they heard that story.
Like my fans. Mm.
Yeah. They're like, Vendito's like, God damn it.
Flock, I'm sure your numbers spike huge when Chris is in town.
Do you have
how does Louisa consume most of her podcasts? Like, what
my
she,
mother,
what
she listens to what I send her.
Yeah.
And I only send her podcasts that
what's
I'm
her,
on.
What's her SRS?
Does she have an iTunes, though? Like, listen, do
my mother can't even spell. My mother can't even spell iTunes.
I was going to say.
She's like one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life.
A-Y-E.
But she's just
tunes.
Absolutely, like, useless when it comes to technology.
Listen.
That line,
A-Y-E. What, A-Y-E tunes. She would actually spell it that way.
iTunes.
You know, my mother's actually going through, talk about unlucky. She's just like, it's been a rough couple weeks at the Vendito house.
Oh.
Yeah. My grandmother's moving out of the house.
I remember you talked about this possibly last time.
Yeah,
you
it was the last time I was on,
it was
a possibility.
In the works. Yeah.
Now it's like happening. My grandmother signed a lease to a place and like it's October 1st, she's gone. Like,
I don't know.
And like packing and
why
shit.
Why are you splitting up the family, Nonna?
I don't know. Like it's been real rough though. It's been like it's thrown everyone for a loop. Hmm. We had to.
Because I was gonna say, get your mom
split the house wine today. That was.
Excuse me.
That split the wine that she made on the weekend. So my mom took like half, and my grandma took the other half. And
you had
that
to
was
the
like
sauce
a whole
probably?
Thing.
How is that a whole thing?
No, we don't make sauce. Fucking making sauces is for English people now. Like they've totally stolen it from the WOPs. Italians just buy the imported sauce from Italy. It's like cheap. We're gonna make the whole fucking deal with the tomatoes and the gimmick and the sauce and the pressing. And it's like, who has that kind of time?
My mother-in-law.
Who's got that kind of time?
My mother-in-law has informed me that it's not the same.
It's the same. People who dispute otherwise are full of shit. I'm importing these tomato sauces from Italy. It's jarred tomatoes. It's the same one. It's just not in a mason jar. It's in like a straight jar. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
probably some preservatives thrown in there.
What?
It's probably some preservatives thrown in there.
That's what I get.
Probably
you.
A couple things. Probably a couple other things. You know.
Yeah, it's got
preservatives.
It's
tomatoes.
Something. There's probably like a lot of salt. Probably more salt than you would otherwise put in.
Yeah, you still there isn't the waffle with the salt.
Yeah, but
bing,
hey,
bing, bing.
It's going.
You guys.
It needs more salt, Pepe. It needs more salt.
Pepe.
A lot of salt. Basil.
Have you made sauce, though?
Yeah.
We made
basil.
Sausage,
how much
right?
basil you get?
I made sausage.
I've made sausage with him.
Yeah. See, that you still got
to
do.
Yeah. No, but I made sauce. I try to get out of it now.
What? The sauce?
Making sauce.
It's just a whole day thing. Just for the actual sauce making, but then you gotta go get the tomatoes. You gotta make them rest in the garage for 3 weeks. You gotta pray.
Seriously?
You gotta do all
three
these things.
Weeks?
I mean,
they should
get
rest.
Them ripen. Yeah, they should
rest.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? Rest? Ripen? More.
Ripen? Yeah. But they're
literally nothing in Canadian Italian culture makes any sense when you think about it. Like just like a little bit. I'm a proud wop, but nothing my people do make any sense. Like yeah, when you're making the pasta, you got a little rest for like 82 hours. It's nice and soft, and then you gotta put just a bit of flour underneath. Just a bit of flour. Oh, you bought a new car? We're gonna throw coins in your car just for fun.
Wait, at or in?
In the car. Every time you see a new Italian with a car, you can find change in the back. If you're looking for bus money.
What are you talking about?
It's a real thing, man. It's a real thing. Ask your Italian, like your wife's Italian.
Yeah.
Ask her if the throwing of the change for a new car is like, it brings luck. It's for St. Christopher.
Well, it's like I learned that the
patron
white...
saint of fucking Volkswagens? Or
the,
what?
The white, like, the white, the car white ceramic lions means you paid off your house. The White Stone Lions.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, if you get those when your house is paid off.
Yeah, it's like, we own this now, so we spent extravagant amounts of money on these statues.
So that's why you don't see them on every house. Otherwise, believe me, they'd be on every house.
No, but like when you grew up in RDP,
RDP
you saw some stolen lions.
Up along, I always wondered about that actually, because it's like up along Alexi Corral, they're on the way to Mario Zinatrice. On the way up to Mario Zinatrice. Yeah, my dad would fucking love
sure,
that.
I'm
I bet
sure
he doesn't even know that.
I'm sure he's paid off the house by now.
Oh, yeah, years ago.
Exactly, he's been there forever, right? We should buy him for Christmas, buy him a fucking stolen lion.
Get him like real heavy and install them, so then he can't even get rid of them if he wants.
We'll send like two guys named Tony to do the installation.
Get
great.
Them custom carved so their faces look a little like you and Katya.
That's the phone call I would get. The phone call I would get.
You would be,
crazy. Be so angry.
He'd be so mad. Why'd you do this?
What the fuck are you doing?
Your mother's singing Michael Bublé songs now. She's listening to Pavarotti.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I can't taste the difference. Like, and I mean, like,
it's how you cook the sauce.
That's what
Once you make the sauce, it's how
I'm
you cook.
Doing the tomatoes,
what are you using? The meats? What are you? Like, are you doing a fish sauce? Are you doing just a plain sauce? It's how you like. Cook
I can
the sauce.
I can tell.
Not how you make the tomatoes.
I can taste the difference between fresh pasta and store bought pasta. I'm like that. I get. I'm
also,
like.
Also, here's another hot take: fresh pasta kind of overrated.
It's not worth the trouble, but I can tell.
Give me some dry
I'll say
pasta.
This. There was a good fucking fresh pasta spot. Up, Alexi Carrel, which is now Rita Montalcini Machiavelli, whatever the fuck her name is.
Oh man, Walter gets really so Italian.
Walter's 25% Italian, but every once in a while, he'll get really Italian.
No, it did turn into Rita Montalcini something or other.
Walter,
no, but here's the thing.
It's very weird. See, Walter just took off his clothes and put on like some Kappa pants. Yeah. And like,
so, you don't find soft fresh pasta chewy.
There was a nice fresh. Well,
I like it though. Like ravioli,
it is a little chewy, but you got to cook it.
Stuff fresh pasta is different than regular stuffed pasta.
Yeah,
like fresh fettuccine.
Like,
stuff fresh
pasta. You're putting cheese. You like the
fresh lasagna
noodles. It is
nice. Fresh lasagna noodles. That's
good.
It gets watery though. The lasagna. You gotta be careful with the sauce at that point.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm talking about like when you make fresh rigatoni. Who has that kind of time? You know, like, give me the good store bought rigatoni.
It's fine, really.
I'm not talking. And listen to the 11 Italians listening to your show. I'm not talking about like the no name brand pasta. That's the manja cake shit. But what I am saying is like get a good brand. Barilla, good brand. You know,
Barilla, everybody.
Barilla, Chris. Yeah, I want that endorsement money from Barilla.
Yeah, we'll take your sponsorship.
You will. You'll sing it to the heavens.
Yeah, like I said, I'm English and German. Like, English is, like, bland, and German is, like, our flavor is vinegar.
Sorry, England has a flavor?
I said bland.
Oh, okay.
And then the German is, like, because you have, like, your sauerkrauts and whatever. There's a flavor there. It's not pasta. You know, like...
Well, they have bread dumplings.
I thought the flavor of Germany was regret.
Huh?
I thought the flavor of Germany was regret.
Oh, I mean... get that.
What do they regret, though?
A lot of things.
What does regret taste like?
I feel like they're...
sauerkraut.
I feel like they're in charge of the European economy now, so... Like,
yeah, they're killing it now. They're back on top, baby!
Bounce back!
Who cares?
Yeah. So are you guys going to the climate change march?
Is that...
I have a job.
What's her name there? Greta Van Gunthold?
It's Greta Strauss something. It's Greta.
Greta Thornburg?
Thornstein.
Yeah.
Thullenberger.
Leave it to a child to tell the rest...
She's 16?
Leave it to a young teenager to tell the rest of the world how stupid we are.
Okay, hold on. But like, but one of the things she talked about is how her childhood was stolen or robbed, I think was the word she used. To the world leaders, like, you've stolen my childhood. I'm like, I don't know. You're 16, so how much of your childhood is there left? One. And two, I mean, are we really pointing the finger at the world leaders or at the... like adults who let you go on a fucking sailboat across the Atlantic. How much time did that take out of the childhood?
But hang on though. Well, there's something about her point is that like
she's had a full childhood.
She could have.
I don't know. What is her fucking point? She said her is not like the childhood of children of the future.
Point,
she said you've stolen my childhood.
Yeah, because for the last
she's living her best childhood.
No, but it's because like when she at a young age, I think she talks about it like 10, 11, started to become aware of climate change, and then it like consumed her and obsessed her. So she couldn't like run and laugh and play with children because she was legitimately afraid that the world was ending. Because she was like, why as an 11-year-old do I have the burden of this knowledge?
That's a good point. That's also what she means.
Because she is, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, obviously she could have been like...
Maybe the Asperger's a little bit, like...
I mean, maybe, but I'm like, but I think there's also something to be...
Like a little? Like, that sounds like, that does sound symptomatic of having Asperger's.
But I mean, but it also should not be like, you know what I mean? You shouldn't, like, if you have
no,
to...
No, you shouldn't be. And, you know, I think a lot of us knew the same thing as her. And didn't like cocoon ourselves into.
Did you hear Walter got hired as a contributor for Fox News?
Existential dread. I'm just saying, it's like it takes a very specific set of conditions for for her to have gotten to this point and doing all this, and it's great.
I think it's a bad trip down Google.
What?
I said it's a bad trip down Google. You're
well. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle of
what's
we're both
bad trip
saying.
Down Google.
Like of how you can like you read reports on climate change as a little kid, and I'm like, yeah, like it's.
It's I mean, at 9 years old, I was obviously getting briefed on a daily basis about the future.
No, but you know what I mean? I'm like, I understand where she's coming from, though.
So what's the tipping point of information you need to know about climate change for you to abandon your childhood and go on a fucking, like, Joan of Arc crusade?
I don't know, knowing that the world's going to end before you're 40? Like, you know, like...
See, there's the other side of the argument here now.
Before she's 40.
50.
50.
But they say
the kids are 40.
Can we decide? Can we decide on which number we're making up and go with it?
Well, it's not a making up number. It's when you hit that point.
Well, it's 40 or 50.
When you pass that point of no return, depends on how you're scared. But like, there's a version of history where, yeah, she doesn't get to old age.
I mean, we're not still denying climate change in this room.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Right. No.
So as long as we agree, are we on that point? So we can get behind the fact that Greta's doing a good thing.
That's what I'm saying, and I feel that it's
objectively sure, but I'm allowed to think it's a little obnoxious. I think.
I don't think.
Are you are you annoyed at the fact that she's a 16-year-old kid? And you're in your 30s, and the 16-year-old kid is passionately talking about something that
it's not the youth. It's not the youth specifically. It's just like it's the whole presentation
it's
of the
Swedish
thing. It's the whole presentation of the thing.
Could be the Swedish thing. A lot of people don't like IKEA, man, and they carry that shit over.
I'll say this. I'm gonna sound like a piece of shit on this. I don't care. There's like a narrative that anybody who is kind of like, you know, not so enamored by her or saying shit, we shouldn't be like insulting her personally or doing any of that. That's shitty. That's a shitty thing to do in person or online. We should not be like fucking hurling insults at this like 16-year-old girl. Okay, but I'm saying I feel like there's room to be like not really down with this whole deal and to like, you know, dislike the presentation of it without having to be a quote-unquote climate denier, a climate change denier, because I'm not a climate change denier. I fully believe that climate change is happening, and I understand what climate change is, and I'm on board with her message, and I think it's important, and I think there is something that's important that needs to happen. I just think the whole thing is kind of obnoxious, to be very frank.
What is obnoxious?
Just the whole fucking thing, man. Like what we just talked about. These weird forced narratives of like people's childhoods being destroyed and like
it's not a forced narrative.
Yes, it is.
Okay, no, but it's like
and you dropping like how like the fuck how she's or, like she's upset that the fucking world's gonna be over by the time she's 40 or 50. It's like and I'm like
there's gonna be irreparable damage to the climate in. Actually,
there's already irreparable damage to the climate.
And then there's like another drop point, which they say is 10 to 12 years where it's worse. And then they say in 30-something years, it's going to be way worse. So, yeah, when she's 45, 46, the world could be different than it is now.
I guess the good news
is... I think
your
math has gotten her to 60, by the way.
No, she's 16, and there's a timeline which
But then you said 30 years and another 10 years.
No. They say 12, and then in 30... That counts to
12. After
18
the
12? More. No. 12 plus 18.
Okay. So
there's
30
like
total.
There's various
times. We've established two things. One, Walter's never going to be on SNL.
Hey.
Because this podcast is going to come
out. See, this is like this. I've not said anything really crazy. I really haven't. What shitty thing have I said here?
I bet. Okay, my whole point is I agree with you that it shouldn't have to. Like, climate change shouldn't need a kind of publicity stunt mascot. But I mean, but I feel that it's gotten
and it's
to
cringy.
But
also,
it's got to the
my,
point.
My big point is like, what's the issue with the kid doing what she's doing, though? Is it because that you just don't like her delivery and look, and that's cringy because she's passionate about
Chris,
what she's talking
Chris,
about?
Chris, if I was 16 years old and a fellow 16-year-old was doing this, I would find it was cringy. Okay. It's cringy in the way...
Nah, see that? You don't understand the youth of today, then.
It's cringy
You're
in the
not
way...
paying attention
it's
to the
cringy
youth of
in the way that Kid Bops is, man. Like, fucking... You know, like those fucking CDs where the kids like sing cover tunes of like fucking bands and shit.
So you're saying that she's not actually very well informed because her interviews
no,
make
that's
her
not what
very
I'm
well informed.
It's cringy in the way that like fucking the Cars for Kids jingle is like cringy.
No,
you know, like
I mean that's not the same at all. Cars for Kids jingle is that it's the music.
It's it's a fucking surface level thing, admittedly, but it's like. You're allowed to be like, oh, this kind of sucks. I don't want to fucking deal with this. I'll fucking, like, you know, tackle climate change my own way because this kid's kind of fucking annoying. But, like, you don't have to, like, without, and that's not saying anything about her fucking personally or, like,
you are.
Taking
that's a personal shot at her. She's annoying. I'm going to do this my own way. That's like you could. I just admit that it's a personal shot. It's like a personal thing against her.
And you know, you only find out these other things about her when you like read into these stories about like how terrible everybody's being to her and stuff. And it's like, well, there's also this. So like, you know, they shouldn't be saying that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Did everybody know this going in? And it's like, and there's also this. So you shouldn't be saying that. I'm like,
I first heard about this girl like 6 months ago.
Did you need to read
like
did you need to come in with like a media packet about her? Like, you know,
who as a commentator?
No, like I like be like, you know,
or as just a crusty old fuck who just doesn't really care.
I mean, either. It's just like it's a gross media thing. It's like the whole thing is like a gross fucking media thing.
But like you need
and
that.
And I say this again, affirming that the like agreeing with the fucking message behind it. Agreeing,
but that's
with,
what I'm saying.
Like,
but like sometimes you need like a crazy like
I guess,
like how many people?
I guess,
how
but I don't. I don't have to love it.
Aside from
like,
you,
no, but you know what I mean.
And that's all we're talking about here is me
like,
saying
how many
I don't
people
love
found
it.
Out what ALS even was because of the Ice Bucket Challenge. Like you're like, yeah, we're relatively informed and
that was also obnoxious.
But you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, but I guarantee you there's a plenty of people who didn't.
Do I have to love it?
No, but it's still like, but sometimes.
No, but if you don't like something,
about,
you just move on. You don't have to like, go out of your way. You don't have to go out of your way to continuously bring attention to how much you don't like something.
But when you're talking about mass appeal, like, it's not going
to
be.
But
for
I feel
everyone.
Like I kind of like backed into a corner when I say, like, I don't love it. Because, like, I'm like, well, and it's not because I'm a climate change denier. And it's not because of, like, I'm a fucking misogynist.
You have to qualify it so many times. Isn't it better off just, like, ignoring it then?
What's that?
You have to make so many qualifications
but like,
to your
but like,
isn't it better off not just
and then I just gotta like fucking sit around and listen to everybody gush about this annoying shit that I don't like.
Yeah, but like so
but see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You're being a dick to this person.
No, I'm not.
She's an annoying shit that you don't like and you haven't like we haven't even figured out what the reason is.
I've again.
But she's obnoxious.
So well, but here's the thing though, is that like I think you just need to compartmentalize your feelings about maybe her and her approach and whatever else, because is
I've ever mentioned how I hate child actors.
Sure, Home Alone's a terrible movie.
You know, and here's I'm so proud of Walter. He's a brand new father.
Yeah,
and he's one of the best fathers I've ever seen.
You know, what my kid's doing. He's enjoying his childhood.
Your kid speaks in full sentences at 18 months. What are you
I know,
talking
hell
about?
Hell of a kid. He's enjoying his fucking childhood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, wait till he gets.
He's
on
gonna
Google
be 4 years old giving speeches at the UN saying, "You failed us. How dare you?"
Yeah, according to Keith, he'll either be like 15 or 50 by the time the apocalypse rolls around.
It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell. Somewhere in that range.
You know.
All I know is, you know.
But yeah, but my point is a lot like the Ice Bucket Challenge thing, which is like, is it a little obnoxious? Is it a little whatever? Sure, but I'm like, but it's putting stuff in front of a lot of
before
people.
Before this episode comes out, it could be like the views and opinions.
But I'm just saying, putting the message of climate change in front of more faces is like you can't argue that that's
especially
what's
in that room. She's dealing with people who still are very much climate change deniers. So she has to bring that kind of passion and that kind of and, like angst because like the president of the United States walked out before she even started speaking, and like you know the prime minister of England's
but
a fucking tool
but when
who also denies climate change. These, aren't,
like,
these aren't people that have obscure opinions on the internet. These are world leaders who still believe that climate change isn't real.
And news coverage of the event. If you have a crusty old scientist who explains in like...
This is not going to change your fucking mind.
What?
No, this is not going to change your mind.
At least it adds heat and we're talking about
exactly.
it. We've been talking about it for 48 hours.
But that's what I'm saying. And also the news coverage of it is very different. If you put a crusty old scientist up there who explains with little charts and graphs that there's climate change...
No one's talking about
no
it.
No one talks about it. You have a 16-year-old girl crying in front of the UN... Yeah, that's heavy news
as
coverage.
As obnoxious as it is.
I think she cried.
She gets like choked up during her...
Yeah, she put on. She put on a great performance, but...
Ooh. Can I say one other thing?
Sure, one more thing.
One more crazy thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, the other thing...
One last thing.
I'm just
like,
saying...
What I was telling my wife about...
9/11 was an inside job.
I was telling my wife about these... like. When I was talking to Catherine about this, and Catherine, as you can imagine, was equally enamored by like my... distaste for this person.
She was enamored by it? Like, she was
I'm
like...
being sarcastic.
She was like, oh, you're the man I married.
And
I love...
She's like,
I love,
what the fuck?
I love what
like,
you're laying
and I
was down.
Like, yeah, but she's kind of annoying. and she goes... And she says... And at one point, she goes, no, she has Asperger's, right? And I'm like, okay, I didn't know that.
Mm.
But I'm just going to double down anyway. And... like, no, but like, okay. So
changed,
so
Walter.
That's part of the thing, is that... And then she's talked about that. And you know, like, you know, the media... That's part of the story, the narrative here. But then, like, why... Do people make like headlines, like actual headlines? Like there's something like micro headlines, right? From like her speech, and then there's this thing that happened, and then there's the lawsuit, and then when Trump came in, she gave him a fucking glare from the corner, and they got that fucking gif of her like doing that, like that fucking Kill Bill look, like,
yeah.
And it's like this mean fucking face, and it's like,
First of all, that whole gif looks like it's out of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, it is. It does, but it's like, but I'm like,
he's just bopping around like a goddamn idiot too.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. All of this is like well packaged for just mass consumption.
Yeah.
About climate change, which is the one thing that people should be talking about. So it's fine.
Well, the point I was actually coming around to is that, like, what do we attribute to her sincerity, her performance abilities, or like also fucking Asperger's?
Wait.
Hmm?
Explain. Are you saying that her performances are more or less genuine?
No, but what?
What are
we like? Or is it all like all like sort of like holistic and everything is?
Yeah, it's all together. Like, I mean, like,
It's weird that people like exploit those little moments. Like, but I know why, because it's the fucking to get Max fucking.
Yeah. Spread.
But like, it's weird that to go in on these moments like of like the glare at Trump and to sort of like the present the whole thing so kind of like. Like adversarial, like as if it's like in this like sort of like this childish sort of like good versus evil kind of scenario.
But I mean, but it kind of is.
But it is. Yeah, he's actively like in look to
people who are like lifting the sanctions on like oil companies versus people who would like the planet to survive. There's a good side and a bad side to that.
Yeah, like I don't know if we have to like let's find the virtue of both sides. This side believes that climate change is a threat. This side believes that it's not. We should hear both people out. I don't know. I think we're past that as a society. We don't have to hear both people out.
And that's the thing. Like I said, I feel that she gets to sit there. Or her function is largely like climate change mascot.
So what happens when the oil companies bust out with like a pigtailed 16-year-old?
Well, I mean,
they'll find one. I mean,
what happens then?
The Parkland.
But how do we treat her?
Hold on.
But how do we treat her?
Hold
though?
On. The Parkland kids.
But it's not a question of how do we treat her. There's a right side to the argument.
Okay, so then the pigtailed girl for the oil companies is going to be wrong objectively.
Uh huh.
And how do we deal with that?
We don't harass her. We don't make fun of her or demean her, but we do point out that she's wrong.
Yeah.
Instead of what we're doing now, where everyone's just pissed off about the way she's delivering her message.
This kid has science backing her up.
She wants to become a media darling. Like that's the thing that always gets me too, is that whenever you openly advocate for something, you have to have ulterior motives. And everyone who's on the fucking internet with a fucking IP address is just talking.
I don't think she does have ulterior motives.
But no, but I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about generally.
No, but like the Parkland
people
shooter
who
kids,
have
like
a
the Parkland
problem
shooter
with
survivors,
her,
they're like they were coached.
Yeah,
they were coached.
Like
on how to do it.
The Parkland kids when they came out and they were like. Trying to advocate. These kids were in an active shooter situation, saw 17 of their friends slaughtered, and were like, well, you know, you're just politicizing this, and you're just looking for attention, and you're this. And then this whole scenario played out. There was this kid, Kyle Kashuv, who came out as one of the kids from the Parkland school who met with Trump and decided to be this hero for the right.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is the same exact thing. And it's just, these are, and we're, they, sh- the people who love shitting on anything that has a
say, this is the problem.
Of progressive values, like the Fox News, the Breitbart, the those trolls of the world.
Both sides are playing dirty now, man. Like
we're not both
and
sides.
I'm not both sides of violence, but like fucking like you don't think like CNN and shit like with like
I'm not talking about CNN because CNN is the worst. Is the worst because it's we're talking about how cable news is.
Yeah,
it's pay for TV.
It's
basically sports now.
Depending on which climate change reports you subscribe to, there are reports written by real scientists that are like I said, with those short timelines. You're like literally any news broadcast that doesn't mention, and by the way, we're killing the world, is kind of doing us as like a public a disservice.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like the fact that
I wasn't saying differently.
And that's what I'm saying. So to me, it's all about like eyes on the issue. Which
you just
is,
don't like the kid.
Not really.
That's what I'm saying, and that's fine. You don't need to like the ice bucket challenge either, but it puts more eyes on the issue, and maybe, and then subsequently, yeah, you're not going to change Donald Trump's mind about it, but you will change potentially voters' minds. Like, what if you're like somewhere and you're?
Oh, you're very hopeful. I'm not.
No. But I'm just saying, when you're there is a massive, massive amount of people that do not exist on the far ends of the like left and right spectrum.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that are just in the middle that maybe haven't really looked at climate change, but have voted Republican because their families voted Republican for the last three generations. You know, like those are that describes a portion of the population.
beyond her message, I like the kid for just how squirmy she makes all these old cranky white dudes.
Yeah,
because they're like been and I get where Walter's coming from because but and I
know she's gonna make me feel bad
though, for the squirmy thing though, like.
Oh, because like every time if you just put her name in any social media search bar right now and you look at people who talk about it, whether it's on TV, whether it's in like online in articles or just in tweets or posts in general, you see the immense like just how much she bothers people who don't like her. It's kind of hilarious how much like the lengths people will go to be like, you know, she's a kid. She should go back to school. Oh, bro, what's she doing out? What's she doing in New York? She should be in Sweden at school. And they freak out.
Okay. I don't know, but I like it. I think it needs development. This is a new character work?
Listen, that is every one of my American cousins.
Nice.
You know, bro, I own a business, okay? I have 11 Puerto Ricans that I have in the basement. They wash cars.
Hey, Keith. Can we cut this whole segment? Not Chris's thing, but the whole chick thing with the climate.
No.
Oh, you worried how it's going to make you feel?
I don't like, this whole thing, I don't think sounded really great.
It didn't, not for you.
Let's just cut the whole thing.
Now that we're half an hour into it.
You keep the good marks.
yeah. Walter Contrarian Ling over here.
Listen, Walter, the only thing...
It's okay to be on the
You can dislike the girl. I'm just saying that I feel that the message is, like, however you get the message out there.
More power to her. I hope she continues to bother the old country music disc jockeys.
As much as the stunt work and the publicity stunts and whatever and all that could be like a little cringy, it's gonna hit more than a like 50-year-old scientist talking about the ice caps melting.
Yeah, but like you brought that up before. Like if they had like some Harvard professor, like in his like three-piece brown suit. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't even make the D block on any newscast.
Exactly.
But like it's this kid who looks like she's scolding these United Nations. It's cover to cover international news.
Like, yeah, it's absolutely her whole thing. Like I'm like, am I gonna?
So yeah,
am I gonna
like,
stop
oh,
flying
she's
on?
Being a, she's a pawn. She's being exploited. Yeah, probably. But like, is it any different than when the same people who are crying about her being exploited exploit any black person who happens to support Donald Trump or any kid or any kid who happens to support anything that they say? They parade these people out too.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can't get mad because it happens to be you're on the other side of the issue here.
Man.
People are being exploited for their views now across the board.
Yeah, but that's it, because you need to hit mass appeal and whatever, you need like you need memes and mouthpieces and whatever. Like the science is not new. You know what I mean? Like I was like, I cannot remember a time where climate change has been this heavy in the news rotation. You know? It's not like we just discovered climate change. You know what I mean? It's like, so yeah, they're absolutely, like to your point, they are definitely exploiting her, but when the message is like valid, you're like,
no, I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing with the exploitation of said child, because I believe that everyone that gets paraded now for any political issue is being exploited in some way or another.
Yeah, you're. Hey, guess what? You and I, like, if we're like, hey, I don't want to fly anymore. You want to sail to? Like, we couldn't even make that happen. We couldn't sail to Europe.
First of all, I'm not sailing anywhere.
We don't even have.
Second of all, we're three white guys who are straight. None of us is looking to exploit us anymore. Our time has passed.
I know, but I'm just saying. But you know what I mean? But if I wanted to make the more ecological choice, and that's how I travel to Europe, not for a statement, like just if I'm like, I don't want to fly, it's too bad. I don't even have that accessible to me.
Well, first of all,
unless I pay like.
How much money do you make that you could take a month off just to travel to your vacation destination? Like.
Are you saying that the UN was a vacation destination?
No, I'm not saying... First of all, going to the UN probably isn't my idea of a vacation, nor was it Greta's. And I think she was mostly pissed about that, having to, huck it across the world just to talk to these idiots,
living
her
best fucking life, bro.
Huh?
She's living her best life. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah,
I would be having the best fucking time. Are you kidding me?
How could you not
be having a good time?
Walter's just waiting for the leaks of like Greta just doing rails of
cocaine.
Just blow.
Just fucking hard
how
drugs.
How could you not have a good time doing this?
Hard drugs, throwing
she
plastic
is
in the ocean.
Living an adventure.
You're just jealous. That's what it is.
I would love to do this.
Oh, so it's jealousy.
Yeah, that's what
See,
I
mean. We could have saved the whole segment.
Yeah. So anyway, how...
Don't cancel Walter, people. He's got a family to feed.
I said nothing shitty.
What I want to know...
Depends on your definition of shitty.
is how... Can you theme one of your word fights to be about climate change?
Word fights? Oh, we're going to talk about the show now?
Yeah. I was trying to
what
segue.
What
are
you going
to do? I was doing that. I was roasting.
I was roasting climate change.
Word fight, a Montreal roast battle. We're going to do like a climate change roast.
Yeah.
I feel like if we get there before Jeff Ross does, then that's a good thing. I don't know. I mean.
But do you roast?
I took a bit of time. We got 20 minutes.
Do you roast climate change?
Do you roast climate change?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how could you Walter, give me a roast joke for climate change.
Climate change is so old, it's considering dating Ashton Kutcher. It's funny because I was just reading.
She lapsed into alcoholism
while she was with Ashton Kutcher.
See, when you said that though, when you said she lapsed into alcoholism, I thought once again
relapsed.
We were back on Greta.
No,
I heard after the UN change. She lapsed into alcoholism.
I wouldn't fuck climate change with race relations, dick.
Oh,
that's bad.
Yeah,
awful,
terrible.
Good roast format joke.
This is the roast. This is the
I wouldn't fuck BA with B's dick is a classic roast trope.
Nice. Wow. So when you
it's a fucking podcast. What are we talking about?
Are you
I'm not gonna get on SNL.
Yeah. That's true.
Cancel Chris.
That was the stupidest.
Oh, we're not gonna even touch that.
It's the stupidest. The whole thing is the stupidest.
Did you
I don't think they should have fired him.
I don't think they should have fired him either, but what is this?
God forbid SNL that you have one cast member that might bring in some of the some people who have just completely been avoiding your show because the hard political leaning.
Well, the part that pisses me off though is I was like, somewhere
this is like a Proud Boys podcast today.
somewhere there is a right wing comedian who I'll run a background check. I feel that they screwed up when they hired him. Listen to his podcast.
Are we really believing that they didn't do a background check? Are we really believing that this wasn't the best case scenario for both the comic and SNL?
Well, puts him on. Everybody wins.
Because everybody wins with this.
Yeah.
Shane's going to be able to go on tour on this for at least 18 months. SNL looks like this moral fucking authority.
Too proud. Oh, my God.
Woody Harrelson's hosting the first week. Everyone's going to watch or PVR it. Because
tour.
Woody Harrelson's going to be there. Are they going to talk about this thing with the comic? Are they going to put the new comics that they hired? Are they going to put him front and center, considering the context of the jokes that Shane was talking about on a podcast? It's fucking perfect for SNL. It's perfect for the comic. The only loser in all this is the people who got so bent out of shape about it for 48 hours.
His tour, though, I just call it Too Proud for TV.
Too Proud for TV is great.
Is that actually what it is?
No, but imagine
thing?
That's
you
bad.
Should email that to
Do you think
him,
Kate
yeah.
McKinnon will be Greta Thunberg?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Kate McKinnon will be Greta
she
Thunberg?
She could pull it off.
Do you think she'll play Hallelujah at a piano?
Did that bother you?
Was that? Hallelujah was the worst.
That was the worst?
That was the actual worst.
Kate McKinnon and Hillary Clinton playing Hallelujah?
Yeah, it was awful.
It was cringe, really?
I hated all of that.
What about when, hang on. Though.
Everything about that.
Is that because you said there was no way Hillary Clinton was going to lose the election?
Yeah, part of that.
But what about when Cecily Strong sang in French for the French shooting?
I didn't see that one, but that one seems at least in better taste.
Oh, what? Okay. The French shooting one?
When there was the shooting in France, Cecily...
She
sang a song
that
in French.
That just seems classy.
Mm-hmm. But not the... No. Not
remember
the
when they had that one-eyed fucking Dan Crenshaw? This congressman who lost his eye.
Oh, yeah!
And
that was
Pete
good.
Pete Davidson made fun of him. And now Dan Crenshaw's just this hyper, just, you know, Trump dick rider. And it's like...
Oh, but they knew he was. But then they took shots.
It always amazes me that
the
people who
shots.
Say that you can't that political correctness is killing comedy lose their mind at a perfectly well crafted one eye joke
with a little James Bond villain action or whatever.
That's what the joke was, and it's like, oh, they lost their minds. The people who swear up and down that comedy is losing its free speech ability lost their mind because Dan Crenshaw was able to. Was just offended about, I don't know. I mean, it's a weird time.
There's been enough shitty covers of that Hallelujah song. It's a great Leonard Cohen song.
No, you're right. People need to stop. We went into that rabbit hole a while ago, but the Hallelujah songs, how there's just too many covers of them.
Also, I think there's a lot of like other fucking lefties that thought that moment was kind of cringy too.
I don't think it was a left versus right thing. It was just a cringy thing.
No, the Hallelujah thing.
We're saying that it was a political thing, whether you liked it or not.
It was Hillary Clinton playing Hallelujah and like mourning the fucking Trump victory.
Yeah,
as if there was like,
and she's like, I haven't given up. Neither should we.
We haven't given up, and neither should you. And I'm like,
don't you think
against
that
the coup?
You don't think that Kate McKinnon, as an actress, as a comedic performer,
I've been hanging out with fucking Alan too much.
Who's I think so. who's also a lesbian. You don't
that?
Think
what?
Kim McKinnon's a lesbian.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, but you don't think that she
what?
Hold on, let me finish my point. Wait, let me finish my point.
Last podcast ever.
Ever.
No, hold on. You don't think that Kate as a lesbian fucking actress working on that
show.
Did you
know that?
Could you let me finish the point? You don't think she has a right to call out Donald Trump when he gets elected?
But they're doing it as like the Hillary thing, and it's like a bit, or is it a bit, or is it a thing?
It's a bit, it's obviously, not, but it's.
I've stated why I think it was cringy, and I'm done.
It's what?
All right, next, abortion. why Walter thinks abortion is cringy?
Do you know how many people Planned Parenthood killed?
Oh my god! This is the last podcast ever.
I saw someone posted an article on Facebook.
Communications
said,
director for
Planned
Ashes Parenthood. Shear, Walter J. Ling, ladies and gentlemen.
But that's it. I mean, like, there's stuff where
your
fucking
mic gimmick fell off your mic. You're
that's
just,
okay.
Screaming into exposed.
Yeah,
mic.
Exactly. It's gonna catch more.
Oh, really? Is it gonna be worse than the fucking train that was passing by before?
Catch more of your breath, actually. Right.
What do you think? How much of the train do you think your personal microphone got?
It's not that much. You'll hear it. You'll hear it faintly in the background. It's like a Grumpy's.
We use these mics at Grumpy's specifically to cancel out the fucking background noise at Grumpy's.
You'll hear it like you will hear it less on the podcast than we heard it in this room.
We just gave the game away that we're not at Grumpy's.
Oh, snap. The train went by. Anyway,
train
listen,
game.
This is my take. I watched the Hillary Clinton thing, and I was not a fan, but I was sad Trump got elected,
and too.
I was like, sometimes comedy or bits or art or whatever doesn't speak to me.
Listen, there was, like, I don't know if there was anybody more upset in this room than me when fucking Trump got elected, all right? And like,
you said there was
and
no
I had
way
to, yes,
was
I ate a lot of shit on that.
You ate so much shit.
I ate a lot of shit on
your
that.
Your political career ended that night.
A lot of people, you know, that you know, made that
a
mistake
lot of people,
too.
A lot of people
made
blame
that
you.
Fucking mistake.
A lot of people
me?
Blame you.
Me. Actually, I took an exit poll the night of the election, and 76.
Yo, Walter was so fucking cocky.
64% of comedians in Montreal blame you for Trump being elected. True story. Swear to God.
Oh, thank God Trump burned down a few months later.
Whoa! No, that was just the club.
Wait. What happened?
But now maybe he's gonna get impeached.
Who? The club?
The club.
Trump.
Oh,
yeah,
Trump. He's not getting impeached.
Sid.
Sid.
Sid?
That's it. Sour Sammy.
Oh, no.
Damn it, Walter. I'm not editing anything. I didn't edit the Greta thing.
What the fuck is that? You're not going to edit the Greta thing? You are going to edit
it. No.
No, it's, okay. It goes like 40 minutes of the fucking podcast.
Yeah, that's it. We don't have time to retake
All right, let's do five questions. This is off, this is
okay,
off the
hang
fucking
on.
Rails here.
Talk about
love coming
this
by.
It's gone off the fucking
spicy
rails.
Spicy roast.
It's a roast, guys. But it's okay. Because it's a roast, bro.
I was joking. Yep.
That's why we're doing this roast show, because Walter and I
We love to joke
and
tell funny
and not have consequences
fucking jokes with zero consequences.
Are you not doing it?
He is. He's the
I'll be around.
He's like a main Sol Reese, Sol Amanda McQueen.
Yeah.
They're like the main cast, if you will.
Yeah.
So you're gonna like you need like a roast Sandman, like a ringer.
Do you understand how the show's working or no?
No,
why
tell me about it.
Okay.
I mean, I saw a bracket.
We're wrapping up in 10 minutes.
I understand.
Okay, Jesus, relax.
Jesus Christ.
Degenerate gambling.
You get to NEG in 7:30. That's where you got to go.
Yeah, if we fucking wrap it up in 10 minutes.
Wow.
10:15. Okay, so what's the format? I saw a bracket.
Yeah, well, it's
I understand brackets. I understand sports.
It's like bracket. Roast. It's a roast battle. So it's like there's going to be 16 competitors, and we're going to whittle it down to a final four for finale night. And it's just you know, two Montreal comics going at it, and there's a panel of judges who determine the winner.
And Walter's one of the
going at it. How juvenile are you? Jesus, everything's a gimmick.
Walter's one of the judges.
Walter's one of the main judges. He's gonna be I think there every show except
I'm missing
one.
Half the shows.
One show for sure, maybe two.
Maybe two.
But he's a permanent judge, and we're so lucky to have him.
Very lucky.
So, I don't want to tell you how to run your show, but maybe in next year's edition, I think that you could do...
Get somebody more dependable than Walter? Yeah, I agree.
Probably. But no.
Noted.
But do a, like, a pre, before it was good, NXT format and have, like, a pro and an M, but in the roast battle. Right?
No, well, you know
what I mean? So you'd have, like, Walter and a Young
Buck. That's not going to put butts in seats there, Keith.
You know, Keith, when you said you didn't want to tell him how to run a show, you should have stuck to that.
But just imagine how angry Walter would be at his protege for not, like, succeeding.
It would be like me and Ammer. Like, Ammer would be my protege or some shit.
And just, like, the comedy.
That's a whole different show, boys.
But the comedy of Walter just getting so.
We should save that idea. We could use that. We could do that something
else. Yeah, I'll put a pin in it.
Pro and a fucking.
But just, there's some, just Walter getting so mad at, like, a person not being mean enough.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was that? He's like, why didn't you make fun of this dick?
You know they have Asperger's?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Just, I feel that that's.
Whatever, it's only like 20 comics in the city. All right, let's go on to
Walter wants to.
When does it start? And then we'll hit
October quick. October 6th, Cafe Cleopatra.
I can say that about him because he's.
Recipes on Rickles. October 6th at Cafe Cleopatra. Our first night of battles. We got Tyler Lemko versus Vivith K.
Boom.
We got Mason boom. Terry versus Walter's protege
Amarez. He's gonna get bodied, bro.
He's gonna get he's gonna get
fucking murdered.
All I imagine it's basically because you're the Miz and whoever your protege is Daniel Bryan, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, obviously.
Yeah, really. No, but Amber's going to get bodied. Who else is going to get bodied is Vance Michelle, who's going up against Erica Tadeo.
Oh, yeah, that's going
to
be spicy.
Who's just a killer.
I don't know who's listening to this. I gave Erica some material today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I wrote some stuff for Erica.
Nice.
She don't need it, though, because she
I mean, I didn't do any of that.
The last roast battle we did with, nice when Erica was
nice
on,
nice and impartial
destroyed.
Judge.
And yeah. Who's the Harrison versus Sarag? Harrison Weinreb versus Sarag Millette. And is the other. And
I want to see how that goes.
You should come. It's Sunday. Tickets in advance are $5. You can go to Perfect Bite Productions on Facebook, eventbrite.com/wordfight for tickets as well. Tickets in advance are $5. They're $10 at the door. It's going to be a bunch of comics taking fun of each other. It's going to be real fun. It's something that we don't have
in
this
city.
Are
you pulling up the material that you wrote on Vance?
Something
just read
have.
That and but don't read it out
don't
loud.
Read it
don't
out
read
loud.
It out
don't,
loud.
Don't
Do not
burn
read it.
It
out loud.
Don't burn the.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Oh jeez. So many.
You're a good friend. October 6th.
October 6th.
And then runs through
October 13th, October 20th. And then
so
we
give
have
every Sunday?
Every Sunday of October. And then we wrap up October 27th. And it's going to be October 27th is a fun night, the finale, because what we're going to do is we're going to do the semifinals and the finale same night. So the comics are going to have like a very quick turnaround. So they're going to have to write for like multiple people. So like that's going to be the most entertaining night, just as a from a creative perspective, to see the comics go from, I'm battling Keith to now, oh, I'm battling Walter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's it with no, like, yeah. So it's like the team that only has, like, one day to prepare for the, like, next round.
It's like
round
a doubleheader.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Five question time.
Fucking hot. Five question time, bro.
It's
going to be
speed
round. It's
because I closed the window because of the train.
No. The series.
Oh, it's hot.
Come on, Keith. What are you doing to me?
It's hot.
It's going to be fucking hot.
Hot.
And oh, the roast battles.
And it's at Cafe Cleo, so
we're
it can get even hotter when you go down.
Whoa. But also bring your friends, bring your wives, bring your family.
What's your, is it pure judging, or is there like a crowd?
No, there's no crowd element.
We're going to judge the acts upstairs, and we're going to judge the girls downstairs.
Wow.
Space map.
Wow. No, we got
so none of this bullshit. None of this bullshit. None of this bullshit, like, who won? Just the judges.
No, judges are gonna. Yeah, judges are gonna be the final call. There's no audience.
I like that.
Participation.
I like that. I always.
Audience are there to drink.
There's no points for participation.
No. Nice. Audience are there to drink and laugh.
Yeah, you're just gonna do one night all as Flair.
Yeah.
I wanted. Yeah, I wanted to do one as one as.
One as Flair. One as Dusty.
I was with him in the good times and the bad times. I was there with his son, Flair. Richard Fleer. Oh, there's some deep cut wrestling shit right here.
You remember the Richard Fleer
How
promo?
How does the world end?
Question number one, how's the world end?
Oh, we're doing top five questions? How does the world end?
Yeah. Tomatoes, say tomatoes.
I mean, I feel with climate change.
A young 16-year-old girl travels from Sweden to New York by boat.
Ah.
Godzilla chases her.
And just like the wrath of The Wrath of Angry White
if
Guys.
If this
online
was a fucking Roland Emmerich movie, if it was a Roland Emmerich movie, the movie would start with this girl coming from across the ocean to warn of climate change.
Yeah, and she'd catch one big tidal wave and get to New York.
Oh, you think she doesn't even make it?
No.
It's dark.
I think Godzilla's just beneath the boat. Just
comes. How does the world end? How does the world
end? That was a good answer.
Yeah. How does the world end? Well, again, I think I'd be remiss if we didn't mention climate change. Given today's podcast.
That could be a thousand fucking things. Are you literally just going to say climate change?
I'm sorry. I'll be specific. The lava from the world.
No, fucking climate change does not impact on fucking lava flows.
Okay, listen. Do you want me to tell you how climate change kills?
No, it's not the question for you.
I'm saying. Was the last Chris.
So, climate change? Lava?
You're apparently allowed to write fucking roast jokes for fucking Erica, so maybe I can help him out with the climate
change.
First of
all, there were suggestions. I didn't write anything.
He wrote like 11 jokes, though. It's like one after another.
It's like bang, 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 bang.
I don't know how the world ends.
Once, too, and I was like, let me tell you.
How about that? I don't know how the world ends. All I know is that climate change is foolish, and we're all going to fucking eat meat and burn oil.
And then the world's going to end.
Yeah. Chris Ventito.
Yeah. Question number two.
What do you do to cheer yourself up? Apparently not make pasta sauce.
No. First of all, I love cooking. Cooking is great.
But not the sauce.
Chats with his good friend Walter.
Chat with my good friend Walter. I watch...
Hey, Walter, I'm having a really bad day today.
I
and
watch...
Just eat shit.
It's September, October, November, December. I watch football, man.
Football.
Football brings good joy.
Good. So, like, but you.
Yeah, like just like how the Super Bowl brought him joy last year. How'd that work out, Chris?
Why are you such an asshole?
I'm
a Rams fan.
How'd that game go?
Not great.
Did the Pats win? What, did the Pats that took it, Chris?
So, I was saying, but do you have a team, or are you one of those, like, I just turn it on Sunday and just go the whole time? And then I have a team. Like,
I have
you,
a team, but I also,
like, you watch all day
people
Sunday.
Can't contact me on Sunday during the fall winter season.
So you watch like 3-4 games?
He can, but like other people.
You watch 3-4 games a day on the
I watch
Sunday.
All the games. I have we you have the TV Zone. Going. We got the Red Zone channel. We got the phones going. We got outdoor options. We got I made a bunch of souvlaki for the crew on Sunday.
You do fantasy too? I'm
fantasy, two teams. Mm. We have the Comics League, which is run
do a
by.
Keeper League? You should do a Keeper League.
The Comics League is actually a Keeper League. Mm. See, I'm trying to get.
Well, they're just like, I like getting like disapproving looks.
I would have
like,
played. I don't know. I'm never invited to these fucking gambling things.
Here's the thing. Walter doesn't watch sports.
Because
it's one of But he
gamble.
Still gets upset that he's not allowed to come to
the But like, you watch the league, right? Walter gives you a taco bit. Like,
I'm okay
knows?
With football.
He can win sometimes. Kinda.
He's getting better with sports, actually. The more and more we do TSN, he gets his sports knowledge gets better and better every time.
That's the thing.
I've always had a good base.
Walter, you were mentioned on TSN today, by the way.
Today?
Yeah, they were talking about the roast from last year. That we did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were talking about how Walter...
Man, every time. That's so great. We get a plug every
time. Every
time.
We get a free
so
plug.
Good. That's so good, man.
But
how did we not get more?
But I understand. But like, could you think... I really... No,
I wonder why.
But next year, 2020, whatever. Like, what? Like, could you do... How would you draft a fantasy league? Like, how
can
would
you name
draft?
Me five players?
Because
like,
you're not betting
right
on
now?
A game, right? You're picking a team.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know your process. How do you pick a fantasy
Michael
team?
Michael Vick.
Oh, my God. What year is it? No, keep going. Give me. We're doing five questions. Give me five NFL football players.
Okay, Michael Vick.
Sure.
Fucking.
Bo Jackson.
Shut up. Fucking.
Double threat.
Oh, Jaquizz Rogers.
Oh.
How do you know Jaquizz Rogers? You just guess, you racist fuck.
Fucking Jaquizz Rogers. Fucking. Eli Manning.
Oh wow,
Eli! I want Eli.
Eli, okay.
He hate me.
Nope.
Was that the XFL?
Yeah,
that was
the XFL. All right. Fucking Brett Favre.
Yep.
I mean, a football player. There's no.
One active player he's named, yeah, and the player
is
just lost his job.
And Troy Aikman.
Wow. I was really, like, shocked.
Walter, how old are you?
Walter.
Wait, two of those guys run There's Something About Mary.
Also, actually, like, I don't know if I'm shocked, impressed, or what, that you didn't put O.J. Simpson in your starting lineup.
Oh, I didn't think about it.
I was like, for
the
sure.
Juice, baby.
For sure he's going to say O.J. next.
Michael Vick.
We got Michael. We got Jaquizz Rodgers.
Jaquizz Rodgers.
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
Brett Favre.
Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Juice.
You were just remembering movies that you watched that had football players in them, weren't you?
Fucking
Adam Sandler.
No.
From that
What's
movie.
His face there? Ice
Michael Tone. Irvin was in that movie.
Fucking Dan Marino.
Yeah. Dan Marino.
Bad Boys 2. Shaquille O'Neal, of course.
Dan Marino, I thought he was Ventura.
See, of course that gets course. Me, too. The sureness in his voice. Of course there is course, a noted football Shaq. Star, Shaquille O'Neal.
Big Shaq attack. All right, question number three.
Watch football. This question's being workshopped.
Why do you hate yourself so much?
I feel like the whole podcast.
Why do you hate yourself so much? Was one of them. Tell us about the first time you were disappointed in yourself. See, I've kind of landed on the first time you lied to your parents to get away with something.
I was like 9.
Because it boils it down to, I want to hear a fun story.
Well, Chris
about
thought of something immediately, so let's hear that.
Go.
Yeah, I was
sad
like,
child is what I want.
I was like 9 or 10 years old.
I had just eaten 10 jars of sauce.
No.
Mama.
We'll get some more at the store. Who cares?
You want to get it from Italy. It's the same.
Wait, do you want to hear the first time or the worst lie I've been caught in with my parents?
No. He's very specific.
Whatever's
the best. It could be like a shitty deep question. It could just be like.
Best time. The best. What's the best story?
None of them are particularly
it's
great.
Be best slash the most depressing
here. Yeah, none of them happen to be great.
Question three is brutal, man.
This is really heavy. Yeah.
I know.
It's like, why do you do this?
It's always shitty. It's always shitty.
I mean, I guess like there
You've
was
been workshopping it.
Yeah, there was a time.
What did you lie to your parents? Tell us.
Yeah, I was nine or 10 years old. I had hid the fact all year that I was failing math.
Whoa. All year.
How'd
you do that at 9?
I doctored my report card for the first 3
Wowie,
terms.
Wow. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm not proud of this. Like, you're making me relive a shitty
my
moment in
life. My dad
would have
actually killed me, I think.
And yeah, then...
Your dad could have checked the records. He worked the school.
That's true.
And then I...
checked the documents.
Ran away from home.
No, I didn't run away from home. Italian. We don't run away from home.
Had a little bindle.
The fourth term report card came, and I failed, and wasn't a great conversation. I was like, I was in grade 6. I was supposed to go to high school the next year.
Yeah. You were grade 6 at 9-10.
I think I was older than 9-10.
Yeah, I was in grade 6.
That's 12. That's 11-12.
I had to do a summer program to be able to graduate with my year.
Nice. Oof.
Yeah. And then my parents got divorced like a year later, and like I'm pretty sure like that was the reason. So
yeah, because they
divorced because you failed math, you moron.
That's what my mom always said.
Yeah, you failed math.
Maybe if you were better at math,
if you were a better student, me and your father would still be together. Ooh.
She said, "Chris, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you."
Anyways, thanks for making me relive my childhood trauma.
Yeah, well, you don't have to go that deep. All right,
I have a genuine question about that whole event, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Because I find that I'm sorry for digging up childhood shittiness, but I was like,
yeah, why are you dwelling on this?
But there's like, no, because there's like this moment when you're like semester one, I can see you're like, I'll turn this around. You know, you're like, I can get the class together.
Yeah, I had faith the whole way through.
You know, but that was my question. I was like, or is a certain point where you're like,
I had faith the whole way through that I was going to get turned around and didn't get turned around. And then I ultimately, you know what? I did the job in the summer program, summer school.
But did you ever see like, there would have been a certain point, probably second semester of failing, where I would have floated out, still lied to my parents, 100%. Would not have come clean about that, but been like, maybe I need a tutor. Like, I'm having some trouble with this third semester.
See,
and then I would have got my parents to pay for me a tutor, and they were like, oh.
Well, that happened later on.
How would you think that the average fucking 11-year-old or whatever is going to be immature enough to fucking doctor report cards and to lie about failing math, but mature enough to ask for a fucking tutor, bro?
I don't think you know
who thinks like that?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. This is not the typical.
He was also. I mean, you guys were also like you guys were like, you know, achievers in school.
Big time.
Yeah, like I was an underachiever.
Yeah, for the most part, I was always
big time,
pretty good.
That's
cool.
Yeah, exactly.
But I also had,
and that's why you guys are both settled with like families and careers and lives. And I live in my mother's basement, and I'm hosting a roast battle person. Show.
But you're about
I'm talking about on the surface.
Right. About to have a little more room to breathe though with Nonagon.
Yeah, that's real fucking sad. Depressing. Well, way to kill my whole vibe here, man. Jesus. What's question four? When the last time I saw a dead puppy?
Let's speed it up.
Yeah, we're wrapping it. Jesus.
Jesus, Paul.
Never rush on the wrestlers, but, you know, rush on one of your best friends.
I fucking, you know, announced my schedule.
Okay, Elspeth and Deirdre from Later Fest.
Later Fest.
Last time we had a wrestler on.
That was awesome. They had a great festival.
Yeah, it was awesome. So this is a direct reference to our last episode, which is, please describe the circumstances that led you into a consensual, meaningful, romantic, sexual relationship.
I haven't had one.
With a bear.
That was a great time. I was sitting down in the garden. I had some tomatoes that I picked from the tree.
Were you letting them rest? Were you gonna let them rest?
I was making a quick salad with some basil.
Yeah, it's a tree. It's from a fucking tree.
It's a tomato tree that we have in the garden.
Bro.
No, tomato tree, bro.
It's not from a fucking tree.
It's supposed to grow up to like eye level. What the fuck? Who's having sexual intercourse with a bear?
It was a whole thing.
And why are Elspeth?
It was so funny.
There's a
19th episode, and we spent half of it talking about fucking bears. It was great.
Oh, as opposed to this episode where we spent half of it talking about a kid.
We are good at podcasting.
Yeah, okay. It's, you know, it's a real experience.
Never know what you're gonna get.
Go plug yourself.
There's a 1976 piece of Canadian fiction called, I think, just Bear. Which won the Governor General's like literature
award.
She has
a straight up sexual
and has a straight up like consensual sexual relationship.
How do
you know
it's consensual?
Yeah, exactly. Who asked the bear?
Because the book.
Because the book said so?
Yeah, the book is like she could read it.
Buddy, we should be careful with how we broadcast that because a lot of swim team guys are gonna be like, "Oh, I got a book." Anyways, next question.
Well, that was it. So you're.
That's the, four questions.
It's what question do you want to ask through the future? Yeah. So anyway, so you made it. Did you make the bear a salad?
What?
You made the bear a nice salad. Little salad.
I made the bear a nice salad. A little tomato, a little bouquinjean, a little basil.
And then you schaffed the fucking bear.
And then I schaffed the bear.
All
right. Yeah. I mean, listen, dude. Like, I feel that like of
it
all.
Only, it only took 1 or 2 minutes, and then I was
of
done.
All of the animals, you know. Like, because I was like, bears have a pretty wide palate. They might appreciate the culinary arts a little more. Like, they're, like, omnivores. They eat the berries and the food.
You know what that bear did with his wide palate? He sucked my dick.
Why? You made it. Now you made it up. Could have been a lady bear.
Could have been a guy bear still. Who cares?
The best
You're
my
fucking
dick.
A bear at the end of the day.
Hey.
Whoa.
Bear's a bear, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Anyways, come to our shows, I guess.
What question do you want to ask?
A bear mouth is a bear mouth.
That's all the same in here.
Most overrated superhero of all time. Overrated superhero of all time.
Superhero. Are you saying that because you're looking at Iron Man and Spider-Man up on the wall? Is that?
I'm saying that because it's generally, this is like being at Comic-Con in this fucking room. And,
a bit.
It's like.
That's fair.
You know, it's like the nerdy show just puked
Superman.
All over it.
Overrated?
Superman's the most overrated?
Yeah.
Well, okay, hang on, but I have questions about the overrated. Like, overrated, like, he's too popular, or overrated, like,
overrated
he's not as good
as
you think he is?
Overrated can mean anything you want, like, the overrated.
Both with Superman.
Both, yeah. No,
Superman's a god, first of all. Like, I hate him as a hero, but he's, like, god-level powers.
He's a god, and some jack-off buys a piece of, like, shitty little rock at a fucking pawn
There's
shop.
There's a very limited amount
and,
of
like,
that rock.
And sneaks up and gets one over on Superman with that fucking rock, chucks it at him, and he's fucking dead. But and then some bum from, like, Poughkeepsie just killed this god of yours. Overrated.
The sum total of
overrated.
The kryptonite.
You're not going to like my overrated.
What's yours?
Spider-Man. I thought you wouldn't care.
Spider-Man.
See, Spider-Man to me is like, it's like, what do you do? You jump around like.
He's got superhuman strength.
Does he though?
He does.
Yeah, he does. He can lift a car.
Lift car. Over, so.
Easy.
He can hold a car up. Sure.
No. He can.
He held
he's
the
fighting,
who are you calling?
He's fighting the rhino guy. Look at these things he's fighting. He's got superhuman strength.
He's held the
book every
together.
Movie, literally, there's a scene in every fucking... And there's like a 15 Spider-Man movies. There's a scene in every one where where he does a superhuman feat of strength.
You tie two halves of...
Oh, I'm not denying that, but who are you calling going to fight here? Are we calling Spider-Man or Superman?
Spider-Man.
I'm calling Superman.
Spider-Man.
I'm calling because I want to win.
I
don't want
Spider-Man
to
spend
help.
Superman's going to spend half the fucking time like pontificating about like the merits of justice or some bullshit.
Spider-Man seems a lot cooler to hang out.
Spider-Man's going to whine about his uncle the whole time.
Nah, he's chill. Bro, he smokes mad weed, too.
I'll say,
Into the Spider-Verse is not an accurate representation of Spider-Man.
Smokes mad
Great
weed,
movie.
Mad weed.
Should have won an Oscar.
It did win an Oscar. Did it win Best Animated?
Yeah,
it won Best Animated, yeah.
I'd say Wolverine. Fuck that guy.
All right, shut the fuck up, Keith. Nobody cares what you think.
I'm saying
he's a Canadian hero.
Spicy.
No, but I'm just
that's like saying you don't like Drake.
I don't.
Yeah, who fucking likes Drake? All right.
No, but that's it. Because seriously, I'll tell you why Wolverine, real quick. I'm like, because he gets to hang
with like Chris Brown now.
He gets to hang with like top tier guys, and like you're not that good. You're a good fighter, and you can't die. That's all you have going
What's
on.
What's the second thing you said though?
Can't die.
Can't die.
Apparently, that's something like to gloss over.
Down there on the fucking like.
Oh, what a lame power.
No, but he doesn't even have super strength. Like, I'm like, you know how you deal with Wolverine? You tie him up.
I guess he doesn't have super strength.
You know?
Se,
and you're like, oh, I can't cut the bonds.
He's all jacked up. He's all jacked up. He's not weak.
He's not weak, but
he's got an adamantium skeleton.
He has peak.
And he's got the claws.
Yeah. But that's it. Guess
and
what?
And his love is ticking
okay,
like a
okay, I lock him in a fucking room. Oh, well.
What the fuck is his fucking claws?
You tie his hands together. In a way that he can't cut.
Yeah, there's always a way though.
You gotta catch him first though. He's got that wolf.
He's got the senses too.
He's got the senses.
This is what I'm saying. Like literally every single top like well not even
Did
top.
You say wolf like speed?
Yeah.
You know he's not based on a wolf but an actual Wolverine, right? Did you know this?
No.
Did you know there's an animal called a Wolverine?
No, I did not know that.
It's like a wild animal. Really? It's like a thing. It's like a
when Chris
thing
Benoit was the rabid Wolverine. What
Whoa!
Did you think he was?
Now we're getting way off topic.
Anyway.
You thought it was inspired by a wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, so Wolverine is a thing. Is an actual thing.
Okay. Well, I'm sure the Wolverine's quick too.
As I'm saying.
Not really.
Magneto could take him out. Juggernaut could take him out.
Did you hear who's playing Magneto in the new Disney version? By the way, quickly.
I heard that people were mad about
Queen
it because it was a person of color.
Well, it's black guy and it's Denzel Washington.
Nice.
Really.
Denzel Washington's apparently being on tap to play Magneto in the next event. And of course people are mad about it because apparently if it's not just white all the way through, we're going to lose our minds.
Who cares? It's a comic book.
No, you don't understand. Magneto was white, obviously.
Because, you know, they invented him. Anyway, right. Yeah, no, Wolverine is Wolverine's overrated.
All right, well, I can't
answer, but...
Also,
you know, ironically, it's going to be the hardest superhero to recast. Is Wolverine.
Sure. Yeah,
so this is some stuff that happened in the comics that I thought the writers are now jerking Wolverine off. Is the writers have now presented a situation
where he's tall and handsome?
No. Where if there is a single
it's gonna piss off
a single atom of him remaining, he can still
he can regenerate from that, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's stupid and cringy.
That's a little shitty.
Yeah.
And like, that's how we end today's podcast. Everything is stupid and cringy.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there one thing where he gets his head cut off and it goes like far away and it's about like the head getting back to the body?
That was Deadpool.
It sure wasn't also Wolverine.
Maybe. But I know Deadpool did it. But anyway, but yeah, no, Nova blows him up and burns all of the flesh and matter off of his bones. But because there's a teeny tiny bit of stuff left.
Who let that happen?
Who
let this happen? This fucking...
This is canon.
Yeah.
And he literally... And then they also... This is worse. And this is why I think he's overrated and he's stupid. Because they put him in this stupid power level. He literally, at that point, then has a face-to-face with Mephisto, who is like Marvel Satan,
mm-hmm.
right? And talks to him. And Mephisto's like, one of these days. And Wolverine's like, no. And then like, ah. And then like leaves the Marvel Hellverse and reforms his body. This happened in Civil War, like in canon.
Cool.
No, but I'm like, get out of here, Wolverine. You.
So what do we do? Are you plugging anything else here? Do you got any other things to get?
Yeah, Bowser and Blue.
When is this out?
This comes out the day before Bowser and Blue.
Bowser
and Blue already sold out. Too bad. Maybe there's some tickets at the door.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it'll be me and Walter saying how much you want to pay to get in here.
Yeah, at this point next Thursday, like no.
Might be sold out.
Might be sold out. Good chance. I would. Yeah, check it out online, but.
Man.
Come by anyway. You can listen to it from the street.
Listen,
I
feel that if you have who's on our $100 bill?
I don't know. I have to Borden. Have $100 bills to be able to.
Borden,
know.
If you got a little brown note, you got a brown note for Walter. Maybe you get in for Bowser and Blue. You know,
maybe you know, fit you in somewhere on the pool. You can sit on the pool table.
Hey, hey.
All right,
Chris. I guess you're doing the word fights.
Yeah, the word fights all October. We got the thing with Bowser and Blue. We got another studio sesh with Reese Turner.
Oh, October 19th, David Pride.
David Pride at the Hurleys.
At the world's smallest
Saturday
Open
night
showcase.
Yeah, we're getting so big now that Walter's building like sister shows to his parent shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're doing that at Wheel Club too, I guess.
I guess.
There's an open mic on Thursdays at Wheel Club.
Every Thursday.
If you're in the area.
Go. It's a good show. $5. Comedy music, legendary location, etc. Great.
Mm-hmm. Basically, follow Walter J. Ling on Facebook and go to everything he tells you to.
I can't stop, people. I actually can. It's a problem.
I'm trying to get more free time.
Oh, and also,
I
are
can't.
We able... Do you want to announce this here?
What are we talking about?
We have two other things that are coming down the pipeline. The Last Walt.
Oh, The Last Walt. Yeah, actually, we can. And I think I mentioned it. The Last Walt. I'm gonna November 28th. I'm gonna do like a solo hour at Cleopatra.
Walt is gonna record his first and last album.
Yeah, I'm threatening retirement again.
Yeah, and then he'll quickly come out of retirement.
It's called The Last Walt. Get it?
I get it. It's good.
Get it?
I get it.
And then the other thing, the Christmas deal?
Yeah, December 15th, holiday show.
Holiday fucking.
We're announcing it exclusively on 9 to 5.
It's an exclusive. This is a big show. Really big deal.
It's one night only. Joey Elias.
Derek Sege.
Two of Canada's best comedians.
Boom.
One stage.
Cafe Clio.
And that's with some of the proceeds going to benefit the Sun Youth Foundation here in Montreal.
Do a good thing.
Perfect bite, baby. We're all about giving back, you know?
Boom, 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 boom. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Walter, you gotta go. Thanks again for listening. Go plug yourself. As always, a big thank you to Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude for providing all of the original music for the show. We mentioned at the beginning of the show that we'd love for you to tell your friends about the show, and honestly, that's all you really need to do. But if you're feeling particularly generous, you can support the show financially and 9to5.cc in general by going to patreon.com/9to5cc. You can get early access to every episode of Go Plug Yourself and other perks too. Finally, if you or someone you know has a project they'd like to plug on the show, reach out to us and let us know. You can find us on Facebook by searching 9to5cc, and we're 9to5cc on Twitter also. If everything works out, you could be the next person to sit down with Walter and I and talk about horror movies or wrestling. And I mean, also the thing that you're trying to plug.
9to5.cc, podcasts, blogs, and comics, made in Montreal since 2011.